handing and handing, you get your family in trouble, trouble, trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's good to say nope. Oh, it is. It is. Sometimes it's good to say, no, I'm not going to do that for you. But I tell you what I will do. I will walk over and hug you real big and say, I love you. I'll give you what you need. That's right. Oh, but anyway, who am I? But God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But anyway, I love you guys here at New Life because y'all are my family. I've got moms and cousins and kids all over this building. I'm telling you, and that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. All right, guys.
Last night, two of the kids come to this church, and
was picking on the kids as usual. I saw them, and here they come. So anyway, I sat down beside her as we ate. And she looked at me, because I asked her mom was doing. So she looked at me, and she said, you know, she said, I really need to get back into church. I said, well, I said, we start at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. I said, well, I wasn't being mean. And I said, we're still out there. I said, so, yeah, come right on. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you allow your light to shine, that beacon, it's almost like it's what do you call it, conviction? You know what I'm saying? Because we are born with right in us. We know right and wrong. And I don't care what no man say, when you are born, you are created of God. And it's in there. Regardless to how much you know about, you know right from wrong. I can promise you that. Because I know I did. I know I did. I do right now. If I go to do something wrong, I know the difference. So it's a choice we make. But that lady, But that lady, she looked at me, and I don't know if I made her feel guilty or what. But I was playing with her kids, and as we was conversating, she said, you know, she said, I really need to get back into church. She doesn't go. So all I'm saying is, this is a time of year that we can make a lot of difference in a person's life. And we don't have to give them nothing but just show them the love of God. Amen. So, hallelujah. Yes. Come here, wait a minute. Hold on.
The past 2 weeks, I have been very stressed. Somebody hacked my debit card and stole $50.66 to buy, I guess, Christmas presents online at Walmart. With that, two fees got taken out from my bank for $29, putting me $85 in the hole. I was broke for 2 weeks. My rent is due today, which I'll pay it tomorrow, but took 2 weeks for my money to even get put back in my account. Stressed so much about it. My nana gave me like $19. And then, I guess it was Monday, a guy came in and he won $600 on a pick three ticket. Gave me $10 of it. And I looked at my coworker and I said, you have no idea how much this actually means to me. And I got all of my money, all $108 that was all taken out of my account. I got it back on Friday. And I, like, was crying in my house when I woke up the next morning that it came through the next day. And then last night, one of my old coworkers, who got fired for stealing money from the store, came in and bought a $5 ticket and won $200 on it. And just threw a 20 at me and said, here, just take it. People have no clue what's going on in your life. Hold on. Nobody knows the struggles you're going through, the financial struggles you're going through. And I was struggling all week. Luckily, I had had all my Christmas shopping done, but I had my rent to pay. And when I got my check on Tuesday, I only had $75 to my name, and I needed $120 to finish my rent. My rent money is in my wallet now.
Amen. Praise God.
Thanks to the grace of God and people just having a kind soul. Like I said, people don't know the financial struggles you go through every day, and when they just throw money at you, You don't want to take it, but you don't want to be rude all at the same time. So I'm very grateful for them, the old employees, the people that come into my store every day that treat me with respect and are nice enough to say, hey, you know what, you sold me this ticket, so you go ahead. So I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. I got to ask you this question. Did Did the Lord ever cross your mind doing all that? You know, did... But God, hallelujah. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Hallelujah. You know, Heavenly Father, we love you here at this church, Lord. And Lord, I ask you right now to just bless the givers, Lord God. Bless the workers of this church, Lord God. Bless the finances of this church, Heavenly Father, that we'll be done with paying a big bill here in a little while. I thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I ask you to please just keep us under your cover. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good news of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. Magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Yeah. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare its throne. Let every nation under heaven. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh, no. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. Has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government, there will be no weak. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on. Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall
My soul magnifies the Lord.
You know, I bet any one of us in here, if you think about it, can stand up and give a testimony of something that God's done to where it rubbed off on somebody else, for lack of a better word. This week, I guarantee it. I guarantee this lady has. I guarantee she's in a position. Ooh, honey, it takes a special person to do what you do. And God's got you. I promise you. You just keep doing what you're doing, honey. You're awesome. You see a lot of things. And I know you go into a lot of establishments. You be like, wow.
Nurse, so with hospice, we ask them about the religion because we do have a chaplain. And just recently, we have a gentleman that I worked with years ago that is a known atheist. And so I knew what he was going to say when I asked him that. He said, yes, you know, and I put that in the computer, you know. And then I personally went and talked to my chaplain. And I said, you know, this bothers me. I want you to work on him, you know. Anyway, he did pass, but then my chaplain reported to me that before he passed, he prayed the prayer of salvation. So, you know, anybody that declares to be an atheist, when they actually face death, they usually come around, you know. So I was thankful, though, because this man's been a prominent atheist, you know, and when it comes down to it, I think he thought he better be right, you know. So, you know, we all witness, whether you're a nurse or a Walmart greeter or whatever you are, we are gas station personnel, whatever, your attitude witnesses to people down. But I love the Lord to use me, you know, I do. And it blesses me when people say, you know, I know you're a Christian, I don't even have to ask you, you know, that our spirits speak to each other, you know, like you were saying that light, you know. So God's good.
I don't know if you're struggling today or not. You know, there's times in our lives that all of us are, you know, it's like you said, we go through things. But to know that we're redeemed, it seems like
redeemed. off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. You set me free.
So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be.
No, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his days long dead and gone. Come on now, because I've got a new name, a new life, but not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. Something to set you free, you just need to hear Galatians audibly. Be walking along and just let them read Galatians to you. It will absolutely set you free. Amen. Glory to God.
You know, it's good to have my kid back playing the drums.
Yes.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yep. Hallelujah. You up there anytime?
I was talking about you.
Oh, well, it's good to have everybody up there as far as that's concerned.
Amen.
You know, it ain't like that I'm shunning one. Hey, it's a team. It ain't an
Amen.
I team, is it? That's right.
And you know, all ball teams, they have what they call a utility player. You know, if somebody can't play in one spot, well, we got a utility player over here, too.
Yeah, he's an all-around guy. In football terminology, he'd be called an athlete. Well, that's right. There's no label on what he does. He does it all. That's a good thing.
Isn't the name of Jesus?
salvation in the name.
Yes, Lord.
There is life in the name. There is no other name. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. And there is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but announcements or anything?
Thank you, Jesus.
Classes staying here will be dismissed this week. Classes can be dismissed.
Yeah, all the classes are meeting today. And I just want to remind the parents that this next Saturday is an important time. From 10 to 1, we need the children and youth here. We're going to get ready for our Christmas program Sunday morning. We're going to have some good food and going to make crafts. We're going to have some good things.